Hi, this is Chris. Are you ready for today's adventure in Odyssey? Me too. But since it deals with mature themes, invite your parents to share this episode with you. Previously,
there was an accident. An awful one.
Who?
Our science teacher, Mr. Norton.
What happened?
He ran into a tree. He died.
It's Olivia. Ever since Mr. Norton's funeral, she's been... I don't know.
I've just been thinking and asking questions that I've never asked before.
About God?
Yes.
But you believe in him, right?
I don't want people to know about, you know, my doubts.
We're supposed to do a paper on a famous philosopher. She picked somebody I never heard of.
Leonid Sepinov?
Who is he?
A renowned atheist.
What?
His teachings targeted what he called the superstitious doctrine of Christianity.
So, Olivia, how is the research paper coming along?
It's a little weird to have my first imaginary friend be a dead Russian philosopher.
Questioning your faith has made you into a different person.
You want to talk about acting different? You told Pastor Knox about my doubts after I asked you not to.
The best thing you can do now is give her space and ask God to fill that space with his grace.
Hi, Olivia. Can I get you something?
Oh, no thanks. I saw this flyer on the bulletin board. What's going on?
It's a play we're putting on next week in the Little Theater. The Reluctant Queen. It's a modern retelling of...
The story of Queen Esther. I know. I was there when Zoe thought of the idea. So, I guess she finished writing it.
You two still aren't talking.
Not for a few weeks. Hey... Who's playing Esther?
Priscilla Peterson.
Oh. Did you talk at all about me playing that role?
Well, we did. I thought you'd be good for it, but Zoe didn't think you'd want to do it.
Why would she think that?
Well, she knows you've been struggling with matters of faith lately.
Uh-huh, and it's a Bible story.
Yeah, she said you weren't comfortable giving your testimony in church a few weeks ago, so... She doubted that you'd even be interested in...
I get it.
I'm sorry, Olivia. I'm sure you would have been a great Esther.
Thank you. 'Twas not to be, I guess. I just wish I'd been given the option.
Hello? Miss Adelaide?
Zoe, come on in.
Thanks.
What are you doing at school so late?
Working on a story for next week's edition of The Odyssey Owl.
Ah, I look forward to reading it.
Speaking of the paper, I heard that...
Yes, Mr. Lowell is stepping down. I'm going to be the faculty advisor for The Owl.
Great. When do you start?
In a couple of weeks.
I can't wait to work with you.
And I with you.
Yeah. I was wondering if you'd given any thought to who was going to be the student editor-in-chief next year.
I have.
Oh?
No decision has been made quite yet, but I'm going to be looking closely at the articles that come in over the next week or so.
Great. So...
You are definitely under consideration, Zoe.
Oh, good.
I've been very impressed with your writing and reporting skills.
Thank you.
I have to say, though, there are several students that have caught my editorial eye.
Sure, of course. Like Auntie Rome?
Yes, I've been considering Andy as well.
Interesting. So, do you think maybe it's between the two of us?
I'm not ready to say that.
Of course, right. This is a big decision. I'm sure you want to take your time with it.
Exactly.
I get it if you don't want to rush this.
Oh, I appreciate your understanding.
Right. But say you were forced to rush it, like if a massive meteor was about to hit the Earth in 10 minutes and you had to make a decision
Zoe,
right now.
If a massive meteor were about to hit the Earth, I might decide that the new student editor of the Odyssey Owl is less relevant than my survival.
Yeah. And I guess so would I.
I am very impressed with your abilities, though, Zoe. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
I'd better get,
Is anything the matter?
Well, Olivia texted me. She wants me to meet her at Wit's End to talk.
Is that surprising?
We haven't really talked in a while.
Yes, I've noticed some tension between the two of you in class of late. Perhaps this is good news?
I hope so.
Zoe! Over here!
Hey! I'm so glad you texted me, Olivia.
Oh, yeah, well, I saw they're doing your play.
Oh, yeah. Connie's directing. I'm really excited.
So, why did you tell her that I wouldn't be interested in playing the lead?
You know why.
We talked about this when you were writing it. I told you how much I wanted to play Esther, and you said you couldn't think of a better Esther.
And I still can't, but it's a Bible story, and I didn't think you'd be up for that.
I'm always up for acting, you know that. You shouldn't have just assumed. Why didn't you ask me?
I don't know. I was trying to give you some space. Connie told me to leave you alone and let the Holy Spirit work.
Uh-huh, and that means not bringing the subject up every time you see me. It doesn't mean leaving me out of something I would have really liked to have been a part of.
I don't know all these rules, Olivia. We just had a play to do.
Oh, that's the other thing. You had a play to do?
Yeah.
Why would you have to do this play now? Why couldn't you have just waited?
Wait for what?
Well, the timing. It just seems very strange to me.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
About?
I don't know. What is your plan? To punish me by having to sit there and watch Priscilla Peterson botch the Old Testament?
That's mean. Priscilla's a good actress and you know it.
But you didn't write the part for her, and mind, you wrote it for me and you didn't even let me know you were finished.
Stop! What's going on here? Because it feels like no matter what I do, it's gonna be wrong. You get mad at me for including you. You get mad at me for excluding you. I'm so afraid of saying something that'll offend you that we've stopped talking altogether. And I'm tired of it. Can you please just tell me what to do so I can get off this roller coaster?
Yeah. You can keep your promises or stop making them.
Wonderful to see you again, my little Umnyashka. I have missed you.
It's been all of 3 hours.
I am dead. Time is not really a thing.
Do other people's imaginary friends visit this often?
No, you're one of the lucky ones.
Umnyashka, Russian for clever girl, right?
Perhaps I have misused that term of endearment. Your computer screen is blank. You seem to not have made any progress on your paper about me.
Yeah, I know.
Let me help you. Take this down. Leonid Sepanov was a 19th century Russian philosopher who some consider to be the greatest mind of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Today, many people say if Socrates, Thomas Jefferson, and Leonid Sepanov were all teammates on a game show, the team would ask Sepanov to be their representative in the lightning round.
Oh, boy. You watched a lot of TV today, didn't you?
You were at school. And there were big prizes to be won.
Okay, well, I'm not putting that in my paper.
Then what? Why such a difficult time?
I'm having a hard time concentrating.
Because you are upset with Zoe?
She says that she doesn't know how to act around me.
I heard.
Like suddenly I'm an alien or something.
Perhaps you should move on.
Move on?
It seems you have outgrown Zoe.
I don't know.
Wait, what is this?
What?
An opened Bible? What were you reading?
The story of the blind man that was healed by Jesus.
Ah, yes, an excellent story. A bit predictable, of course, but the Gospels were written by tradesmen, not Tolstoy.
Actually, they were just writing about what they saw.
Ah, you are under the impression that these are true stories in the Bible.
Yes.
Interesting. True stories. Mm-hmm. about blind people receiving sight, and men surviving inside the fiery furnace, and animals floating away in a giant boat while the earth floods. Those true stories?
Right. Of course you don't believe the Bible.
What is this?
That is an electric pencil sharpener. Why would you stick your finger in it?
It's painful.
Why are your fingers so skinny? Wow.
19th century Russia had nothing like this.
They didn't have them in Socrates' time either, but he would have had the sense to ask me what it was before putting his finger in it.
Socrates was killed for asking too many questions. May I ask why you do believe the Bible?
Well, because...
Because Mr. Whittaker put you in the imagination station and told you it was true?
It's not just Mr. Whittaker.
Do you trust him?
Of course.
Have you considered that Mr. Whittaker may also be deceived? Or worse, that he might have an agenda?
Oh, please, no.
There is always an agenda with those types. That's the good thing about us atheists. We're not trying to convert you to anything other than opening your mind. Now, please, close this Bible. The words, they make my eyes sting.
Come on, you're being overdramatic.
No, seriously, the lies in that book are like pepper spray to me.
What makes you so sure they're lies?
What makes you so sure they aren't? Olivia, no one alive today witnessed the events of the Bible. There is no way to prove any of it is true. One day, you'll understand that these words were written for the purpose of deceiving you. And that day may come sooner than you think. Perhaps you should ignore your after-school meeting with Miss Adelaide today.
Perhaps you should get out of my head when I'm at school.
As much as I believe you would benefit from Miss Adelaide's wisdom, you have a paper due on Friday.
I know.
And you haven't even gotten to the time when I was 9 and Rasputin called me a delightful child.
Boy, I doubt that story will make the final cut. Oh, she's not here.
Did she confirm she was meeting with you today?
She meets with me every Monday and Wednesday.
She left you a note on the board.
Okay. Olivia, I have to run to a meeting right after school. You can head home, or if you'd like, you can organize the homework shelves.
The homework shelves look fine as they are. Go home, grab a bite to eat, and...
Tuesday, Wednesday.
And you are organizing the shelves.
Friday, this shouldn't take long. Mm-hmm. What was that?
You're asking me? I'm in your imagination. How could I know more than you? Where did it come from?
Out in the hall. Hey, what are you doing?
Come back, urchin child.
She's gone.
Who was it?
Her name is Martina. I don't really know her that well, but she spends a lot of time in detention.
A mischief maker. I wonder what she was running from.
Me too.
I am telling you, you should focus more on my humanity. Where are you going?
To see what happened. I think she was in Mr. Hampton's room. The door locked behind her.
Look through the window.
Oh, well, it's too dark. But she was definitely up to something.
Doubtless. A mischief-making urchin child, if ever I've seen one.
But what mischief was she making? Hey, Olivia.
Hi, Connie. I thought you had play practice tonight.
I do. We're taking a break.
Oh. How's it going?
Pretty well. We're practicing Haman's death scene.
Ooh, intense.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
I bet.
I mean, I want to be true to the story, but I also don't want to scar any children for life.
Exactly. Okay, all right. I have a question for you about that, but I don't want you to make a big deal, you know, out of me asking it.
I think you've already made it a big deal.
Okay, good point. I'm gonna ask. Okay. Do you ever wonder if it really is true?
The story of Esther?
Or anything in the Bible. I mean, do you ever have moments when you just wonder if the people who wrote the Bible, you know, just made stuff up?
No.
Never?
Well, maybe I used to, but after thinking about it, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John got together at a restaurant and decided to write a Bible together. The books they wrote were written decades apart, and they all told the same stories. It's obvious the gospel writers witnessed the same events.
No. I guess that's true.
Then there's the hundreds of prophecies in the Old Testament that came true in the New Testament. I mean, you'd have to be a major conspiracy theorist to believe people made it all up.
Okay, but other than the Bible itself, is there any other solid proof that it really happened?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of archaeological evidence. New Testament cities that are still partially standing. You know what? I just read about this stone they dug up from the 9th century BC that had the words, "The House of David" on it.
King David?
From the Old Testament, yes. Plus, ancient historians that had nothing to do with writing the Bible talked about Jesus. Josephus was a Jewish historian, and he wrote about Jesus' crucifixion at the hands of Pontius Pilate. Jesus is as historical as Benjamin Franklin.
Connie, we're ready to start again.
Oh, I should get back in there, but I really want to talk more about this, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Places for scene 12, everybody.
So, how do you answer that, Leonid?
She's an impressive thinker for someone who has a glob of hot fudge on her neck. But you're asking the wrong questions.
And what questions should I be asking?
If the Bible is true and God really exists, is that something you can live with?
What do you mean?
Olivia, you know what I mean.
Can I sit here? I was almost done with lunch. I'm leaving in a couple minutes, but I
won't be long.
Sure.
I come as a reporter.
Okay.
I just need to ask you a few questions.
Is this for an article?
Yeah.
Oh. I hear Miss Adelaide is the new faculty advisor for the OWL.
That's right.
Is she going to make you student editor-in-chief?
I think it's between me and Andy Rome.
Ooh. Andy's a really good writer.
I know. So, I feel like I need to write a good article to showcase my skills again.
What's the article?
Did you hear about the gerbils?
No.
After school yesterday, somebody got into Mr. Hampton's room and let all the caged gerbils loose.
Whoa.
So far, nobody's come forward with any information, but I know you help Miss Adelaide after school on Wednesdays, which is next door to Mr. Hampton's room.
Right.
Were you there after school?
Uh-huh.
Did you see anything?
No.
Hear anything?
No.
The person knocked over a bunch of cages, and it seems like you would have heard a crash or something.
Yeah, I didn't.
What time did you leave?
Probably about 4 o'clock. I left a little early because Miss Adelaide wasn't there. She had a meeting.
The cleaning crew found the mess at 3:45.
3:45. Well, I guess I must have left earlier than I thought.
So, there's nothing more you know? Nothing that could help me track down information for the article?
Not a thing.
I guess I'll go then.
Bye.
Miss Adelaide?
Hi, Zoe. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you read my article for tomorrow's paper.
About the gerbil theft?
Yes. I was wondering what you thought of it.
Well, honestly, I didn't find it to be that well informed.
Oh. Well, I interviewed several people. I didn't get much from them, but I thought you might like the background stuff. Going back to the time the gerbils were born and how they were named and all that. So I took more of a human interest angle on it, since no one really knew anything about the theft.
It appears you didn't interview the right people. Hmm? Here. This article was handed in this morning.
What? Andy Rome wrote it?
Yes. And he seems to have scooped you.
What?
His information helped security figure out who did it. And they have been disciplined. This is the story that's going to run tomorrow, Zoe.
A source that asked to remain anonymous explained that they heard a crash in the next room and saw the culprit running down the hall. The next room? So, that's here. That's your room.
Yes.
And the only person in your room at that time was...
Looks like you picked a bad time to stop talking to your best friend.
But I did talk to her.
I'll get it.
Zoe.
It was you, wasn't it?
What?
You were the anonymous source. You gave Andy Rome my story.
Okay, he's a very tenacious reporter. He pulled it out of
You're me. You're lying! You knew I was competing with Andy for editor-in-chief, and you did it to hurt me.
Maybe.
Why would you do that?
Because I was mad at you for keeping me out of your play.
What you did was way worse.
Oh, how? You took something from me. I took something from you.
Mine was an honest mistake. You did yours on purpose.
I'm sorry. Breaking your promise to me was an accident?
I never made a promise. And I told you why I did what I did.
You did it to hurt me.
Even if that were true, since when has revenge been a part of your life? Especially against me. I've been trying so hard to figure out how to be your friend through all this. I don't know if it's worth it anymore.
Well, I don't want to be a chore for you. That's not friendship. Maybe you should just stop trying.
Wait. Are you saying... Are we not friends anymore?
I guess not.
Wow. All right, then. Goodbye, Olivia.
Goodbye, Zoe.
Is this really the end of Olivia and Zoe's friendship? I hope they find a way to work things out when our adventure continues. But it may not be easy. What Olivia did was cruel and spiteful, not like her at all. When people suffer from pain and confusion, they often say and do things that really hurt, things they'd never do if they were in a healthy place and thinking clearly. That's no excuse for bad behavior, but it can help us understand where it's coming from. It may have nothing to do with us. We're just in the path of the tornado. Of course, the Bible tells us to forgive every offense, even the cruel, spiteful ones. Yep, even those. God says to forgive others the same way He has forgiven you. Since there's no sin too big for God to forgive, we shouldn't have limits either. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Lost One, Part One, was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Natalie Lander, Katie Lee, Barbara Niles, Mike Shapiro, and Kelly Stables. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.